Getting out of trouble. Most people need encouragement. I wonder if you would not like a few words of it. Maybe you will not care if I remind you of some of those things which you know as well as anybody, but which need to be spoken out loud so you can, as it were, put your hands on them, and thereby lift yourself out of the muddling dream that once in a while settles down at your house. Now, the devil just cannot get in to disturb you or the household in any way, for the very good reason that there is no devil. And if there were, he could find no listening ear or open door whereby to reach you. Hence, he is pretty much out of luck. A lecturer said something to the effect last night in San Francisco that man is life expressed, which is incontestably true, is it not? It is true of you, which means that you have all the strength and energy you can use, and that you will use them by getting on your feet and doing the work at hand. You cannot be confused or held down any longer, because you feel more and more the energy of that irrepressible life whose temple you are. Have you said it today? The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all this miserable clamor of weakness and distress be still. Because, as you and I know, temple is just a picturesque name for spiritual consciousness. And spiritual consciousness, not a material body, is you. Shakespeare says of it in The Tempest, "There's nothing ill can dwell in such a temple." Not only have you the ability to snuff out that suggestion of illness, but you have the ability to face that variance in the family circle. And instead of arguing over it as one girl argues with another, you will dignifiedly put it out of thought and conversation as a thing unworthy of consideration. You will not permit it to assume formidable dimensions or grow to the point of irritation. Getting out of trouble, you know, is largely a matter of waking up. Somehow or another, you have strayed into the realm of dreamland where you feel heavy, distressed, discouraged. You are not there. You only seem to be. This seeming can be dissipated by recapturing the normal sense of yourself, which temporarily you have lost sight of. And yet, really, you have not abandoned your genuine self. You could not. It is here and now and always has been, all hunky-dory. It has been momentarily forgotten, perhaps, but you have the power to bring it to recollection. How? By reminding yourself frequently of this stirring fact. I am a perfect blend with vital principle. And principle is a compound of limitless intelligence, animation, power. This explains why I think and walk and live and can do so with freedom and assurance. All restrictions on my activity are part of the dream. But I am not a dreamer. I am a doer. The Almighty propels me, and I like it. I will be up and about His business.